Hi, this is the dictation for Rakesha O'Neill. R-A-Q-U-E-S-H-A. Last name O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L. Date of birth is 12-9-75. And date of accident is 4-16-2021. Date of service is 7-18-2022. The patient has apparently referred herself to be seen here from Google Ads or something. Patient reports that she has had two accidents, February 7, 2021 and April 16, 2021 as the cause of her pain. Apparently she reports that her pain is severe in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the right side of the neck to the tune of 5, headaches, pain in both the hands and fingers, pain in both knees, and shooting pain to both legs. She reports that she could not find her case manager who dumped her, and she is unable to manage her appointments due to severe anxiety of a long history. She has had a hit and run in 2012, where there was a death of a neighbor from the motor vehicle accident. In 2007, there was a hit and run accident. And so she has had a history of high blood pressure, anxiety, and stress. Patient alleges an automobile accident that occurred on 4-16-2021. And in this accident, patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side, where her sister was the driver. And the other driver was sitting on... No, her sister was the driver who got hurt, and she's still going to physical therapy. And her sister boyfriend was in the front seat, who is also injured. The driver of the other car that hit is, he ran away from the scene. The patient remembered that they were hit from behind as she was sitting in the back seat. She reports that she was a rear passenger on the right, and she cannot remember the type of car they were traveling or the type of the car they were hit with, or the speed of either car. Patient was not wearing seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was may have been a hit and run accident, but not so sure. If the police came or not came, patient is not sure. Same thing about ambulance, whether it came or not. Patient reports that the accident occurred on southbound Southfield Road near 10 miles. The traffic was moving very slowly at the green light at the intersection of Southfield Road and 10 Mile. It is where they were rear-ended, and then they moved off to the right after the impact. There was no death. The car was completely total due to the impact. And during this accident, patient reports that she hit her head into the front passenger seat, and then she jarred back into the headrest. There was a seatbelt injury to the chest. History presenting illness. Ms. Rakesha O'Neill complains that this is the time of accident, which is 4-16-2021. She's suffering from headaches, which are still 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, located mostly on the front of the head, severe in severity and constant. She denies any sensitivity to the light or noise, and there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient report that she has been suffering from vertigo, dizziness, forgetfulness, lack of focus. She is still panicky and fearful of the event. due to severe anxiety, underlying anxiety. But she denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any confusion, disorientation. There is no history of blood spots in the vision or loss of vision field, but patient has reported blurred vision. No nausea, vomiting, no incontinence by urine, bowel are reported. Patient does have suffered from lightheadedness, anxiety, sleep disturbance, and lethargy, and numbness of the legs, but denies any sudden anesthesia. There is no major trouble walking or fatigue. Regarding the pain, patient is in severe pain in the left shoulder, as well as in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and both knees. And neck pain is around 6 at this time. The right side of the neck and upper trapezius muscle are also in spasm at 5. The shoulder is around 5, and she can lift up to 120 degrees of abduction. The left elbow is painful, around 5. Both hands show all the fingers are numb and tingling, and they are in pain, like 5. Both knees are reported to be in pain, 7 to 8. She can walk up to 2 blocks maximum, sit for 3 to 4 hours, stand for 3 to 4 hours. She can sleep for 4 hours. These pains are reported to be constant, and they are shooting, stabbing, sharp. Who is it? Okay. Cramping and aching and splitting. And the highest pain intensity is from 5 to 8 with ADLs being affected 6. Patient reports that the modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, lying down, sitting and bending, and improved by nothing. Previous investigation, patient reports that X-rays and MRIs have been done, and they are associated with numbness, tingling, pins in the middle of both legs and both arms, along with muscle weakness of both legs and both arms. Past treatment, patient reports that she has received chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, medication. She has had a physical therapy for more than a year at Smart Wave Physical Therapy without any major improvement. Chiropractic treatment, one per week, was given with no improvement, no shots, no surgery has been done yet, no epidural injection. Patient further reports no MRIs have been done yet. The clinic was closed, and she had no way to get back to the treatment. System review is positive in respiratory disease for asthma and bronchitis. Heart disease positive for high blood pressure. In the GI disease, positive for gallbladder and abdominal pain. Neurological disease, positive for back and neck pain or injury and headache. Psychiatric, positive for anxiety. Musculoskeletal history of fall. In the past surgical history, patient has 3 C-section at Herzl Hospital. Gallbladder surgery in 1999 at Herzl. And tubes were tied also in 1999 at Herzl. Any allergies to penicillin? Family history is positive. Mother is alive, suffers from lupus, diabetes, and cardiac problems. Father is deceased due to heart disease. Siblings. Patient has no brother, 2 sisters only. 1 sister suffers from heart disease and hypertension. Relationship status. Patient lives with 3 kids who are 26, 24, and 18. She is single and not living with employment status. Patient works at community organizer in child care. And she is employed part-time, not disabled. History of patient has an attorney, Tim Hartner, supporting his care. Personal history, patient does drink sometimes, not every day. Smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Further, the patient has no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, suffers from sleep problem, mood problem, and anxiety. but there is no issue with their depression or self-worth problem. Physical examination will be dictated in seconds. Thank you.